Oh yeah. Today on the F and Crunch Crew, let's talk about growing up and the shit our parents used to tell us. And Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Pinky fell down and broke a stick. We'll talk about that later on, but I love you, girl. I'm just playing. All that coming up next on the Up and Crunch Crew. Yeah.
Warning.
The views and opinions discussed on the F and Crunch Crew may offend some people. Please accept this warning as our apology. Now, let's get this effing show on the road, bitches.
You can't stop me.
Oh, yeah. It's your boy, Big Spook.
Pinky.
I'm Blasso.
And we are the Effing Crunch Crew. Coming at you right now on a used-to-be the Alaskans. You know, Dallas and Alaska together.
Yeah.
It's kind of dying out now. I'm happy. I feel bad for the people of the North. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today we're going to talk about shit our parents would fucking say to us.
Excuse me.
First off, excuse yourself, you nasty bastard. First off, Pinky, are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
What happened?
So, I was walking up and I busted my ass.
Yes, you did.
But I saved my drink.
Yeah, you did.
She did. Yep. And the proof is in the pudding. We also got it on video.
Damn.
I mean, that's a 32-ounce Whataburger soda.
Yeah.
What is that like? $4.
I mean,
I don't even
you've
know.
Got yeah. Don't let that shit fall. If it was a beer, I'd be more impressed or something like that. But since she doesn't drink, we're going to go ahead and tell her do not drop Dr. Pepper or whatever it is she's drinking. Shit. So, I got that on video. And
we watched it a bunch.
We did.
Oh, we laughed. I literally cried.
I almost peed myself watching.
Yeah, it was funny.
I'm like, poor girl.
I am so clumsy. I don't know what the hell.
It's cold out there.
Can we post it?
No, we're not going to post it.
I don't care.
No.
I really don't care.
Oh, my God. I think we should post it.
That's so wrong.
I'm sure it'll go viral.
I'm going to send it to Adrian.
It's pretty comical.
Wow.
Story of my life.
I mean.
I'm clumsy as hell.
No, it's not that. It was funny, though. I'm not going to lie. You made me laugh my ass off.
Sorry to laugh at your trauma.
I had to go look it up. That's what's terrible about it. I was like, I got
to
go see
the
this.
The worst part is that this is my birthday weekend. Like, I have to go to dinner. I wanted to wear a dress or something, and now I can't because my knee's all busted.
Just wear some hose. It's cold.
Wear some hose.
My elbow.
Don't wear a Hoochie Mama dress. Wear a nice, just a dress that goes down. Wear like the Ingalls family from Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Just wear one of those dresses.
You know, the funny part about it is that I love those three-quarter dresses.
Is that what they are? Three-quarter dresses?
Does
that sound better to you?
You just sounded like you went to space and came right back.
That's how I do that. Well, I'm trying the new thing right now. There's a new fad in Miami where you jump through a warp hole and come right back.
Yep, I heard about that.
Yeah, it works that way, so I tried it our way.
I think you got to be 10 feet tall, so.
No, not actually.
I don't have a chance.
You get halfway there if you're a little bit under. You're good. You're good. I've saw more about that. I have found more things, yes.
Okay.
I have. I'll have to send it to you. You can check it out, but I don't know. Really don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
There's other things out there that grasp my mind a lot more.
At this point, nothing would surprise me.
No. At this point, nothing would surprise me either. There's too much shit going on out there.
Yeah.
Why with this new microphone? I feel like I got to tilt my head down. Hold on,
I was wondering why you're looking all funny.
I look like I'm just going down. I'm going to just keep my head up. Just don't say nothing. Blanco.
Better be glad this is audio only. We could have just video shopped the hell out of
that. I mean, we wanted to do video, but we have not gotten around to it.
We haven't.
I gave you a GoPro.
Well, I got all those, and we're supposed to be using them for our Taco Crunch, which we need to get back into rotation.
Yeah, because I've been pretty hungry since the last time we went.
Yeah, we haven't eaten shit since the last time, so you know.
How am I gaining weight?
I don't know. Wintertime, you
just... Let's not talk about that.
You're a bear.
I have a layer of blubber to keep me warm in the winter.
A layer of blubber. Do you remember as kids growing up? We're not going to say them all at once and throw them out and blurt them, but I think you can see them on your screen now, can you?
Yeah.
Okay. Some shit my parents used to tell me. I mean, there's stuff on here that's not even on here. And then I have friends who are African-American and growing up with kids going to see how they grew up
because
I would be at the house all the time.
Yeah.
And this is the same lady, same people who whenever I found out about the sugars.
Oh, yeah.
You remember I told you? Diabetes, they call it the sugars.
The sugars.
Oh, baby, he got the sugars.
Yes, that's
That means you got the damn diabetes.
Diabetes.
So, same shit. I would hear some shit out there. Mother, you gonna eat or you ain't gonna eat? You gonna stay Joey? They call me Joey. Joey, you staying to eat too? Like, like, damn, it's, no, man, I ain't gonna stay. Well, I made enough for you to, you better just eat. Oh, yes, ma'am. She gonna say it like she mad at me.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, what is it? Disrespectful to say no.
It is disrespectful to say no. Yeah. Especially here in the, you know, the deep south, the south. So we're considered the south over here still.
I mean, we're south of a lot of things.
We are.
We are south of Denton.
We're just Texas, period.
Technically, we're south of Plano, but north of Dallas.
What?
Yep.
That's true. That is true.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I got a big ass grape in my mouth. I'm sorry.
Oh, it looked like you got an eyeball swashing around in there.
I just bit a beaver's nuts off.
So,
that's so gross.
Stuff your parents used to say.
Uh huh.
You're grounded. I was grounded for a year and a half straight.
This is like
for what?
F's. And yeah. Just causing. Yeah. You know, when I was young, I used to think, I'm like, man, why is my dad always in a bad mood? Because yeah. I was a fucking prick. I'd be in a bad mood if I was my kid.
You're a prick now.
You know, I'm a slower.
You could be a good prick.
I'm slower with my prickiness.
What am I gonna say?
You can be a good one.
Because I've seen other bad pricks, but you're a prick.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Oh, I got to bring this up. And this is the only thing I'm bringing up about the fucking Dallas goddamn Cowboys.
Oh.
Hey, go Rangers.
Go Rangers. Are you still going to pay for the L and the A and the S on the for the rest of that hat? Or are you just going to leave it at Dal?
Oh, I'm waiting until next season.
I mean, just go yeah. As Dal. And
Dal.
Dal. You'll be Dal. Very good. Talk like this. You're very good, Dal.
I would like this, but I would like one that just says DFW.
Do that. Yeah. I mean, DFW.
I
what?
Like Dal.
I don't know. It's okay.
Is it just bothering
put an
you?
E. Don't bother just me. Just put an E at the end.
Dale?
Dale.
Dale, oh, Dale. Come on. He said Dale. Dale.
Dale. He sounded so country,
he
right?
He said Dale Earnhardt. Dale.
God rest in soul, Earnhardt.
Earnhardt.
God rest in soul. I'm not religious. I don't know what they say.
Keep going around that good circle up in heaven right there, buddy. Okay. Money doesn't grow on trees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know that shit, yeah. Right?
And I also, now that I'm in my 40s, I am also a believer of that.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
It does not grow on trees.
No. You know why they said it now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, my kids don't even ask me. They're like, oh, he ain't going to give. He ain't never did nothing for us. He ain't going to. No, don't ask him for shit.
Yeah.
Which is, I do shit for him. I buy him stuff.
You have to. You're legally obligated by the state of Texas to. No, I'm joking.
My daughter thinks I poop it.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
You think I shit? Dollar bills.
I've mm-hmm. seen your shit, sir. It is not dollar bills.
Why are you looking at my shit?
I'm just saying we've stayed
I
in a lot of
wanna ask.
Hotels and
that's gross.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Close the door. I understand that shit.
Yeah.
Fucking door yeah. open.
Close the fucking door.
Close the door.
Turn the goddamn lights off.
Especially in the summertime. Yeah. If my garage door is open, why is it open?
Yeah.
You letting the cold air out? This motherfucker. No. Uh-huh. No.
Emily would just leave it open. That's why we had a fucking possum in our garage.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to that possum?
I took the food out of the garage, so the possum left.
Oh, there you
go. Simple,
easiest.
Simple technique. Mammal science.
I like how you put
and
science.
And having said that, tonight, a big fucking possum was in my backyard. And this was an hour and a half ago.
Nobody could see this. You saw how big the possum was by him doing this big possum?
Oh, yeah.
It was. Okay.
Was it like a bear? What
measure,
the fuck are we
it
talking?
Was. Approximately half the size of a Volkswagen Super Beetle.
That's not a possum.
The one with the air conditioner.
No, that's probably a coyote.
No. Oh,
you seen those
that,
too?
Last week, I was coming home.
Go ahead, sir.
I pulled in my alley. I'm like, what the fuck is in my driveway?
Do it in English.
It was a coyote just sitting in my driveway.
Do it in an English voice.
English.
Yeah, like from England.
You called a no.
Oh. Right, what's all this then?
Yes, what's all this then? What the fuck's in me alley?
Hey,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, I like dags.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate. See? That's Australian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's somewhere along the line they
but,
were actually.
Yeah, so mind you, I live in Richardson. It's a city. I'm not out in the sticks. Now, my neighborhood does back up to, like, some a creek and
watch
a golf course
back
and all
up
that.
There. Watch how you say.
My neighborhood backs on up to this
back it
golf course.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You I'm not on the rich side of the golf course. I'm on the people who don't have golf course fences.
Mm-hmm. Y'all the ones that take the balls from the water and resell them bitches. That's the side you on.
Yeah. I live on the side where I let my dog run over to the golf course, take a shit.
Yes.
Nope, I didn't see that. Four.
God damn it, I stepped in it again.
But so, big possum in my backyard today, hour and a half ago.
Wow.
I was having a cigarette on the patio, and I heard Gus Gus around the corner do his weird growl. It was, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, what is he doing? So I pop around the corner, and there, no, that possum just going... And Gus Gus,
mouth.
He's like sniffing all around it. He's not barking or being aggressive at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's just inspecting me. He's like, what is this weird looking dog?
With the mouth wide open.
And it's just going. Like he was too scared to speak. It was too scared to hiss.
Is this kind of like your genius way? What is it called? If somebody was to try to punch Pan Blanco. He has a defense that he came up with.
Oh, it's the blowfish mechanism.
How does he do it again?
If somebody comes up and mugs you in the street, and they're like, hey, give me your money, I'll beat you up. Just go.
Yeah. Would you hit somebody like that?
You can't hit somebody in that state.
I wish we could actually tell you what this is. So
it's like beating up a retarded kid. Or
just think of a blowfish, a pufferfish.
Yeah.
And think of a human being doing it by squeezing their cheeks out and
as a defense mechanism.
Yes. You're not going to punch that person. I'm sorry.
I'd like to get called into my boss's office for something I did. And just
go ahead. Go back
yeah,
to your
desk. Just go back to your desk.
Hey, because I said so.
Mm. You know what else parents used to say? Mm. Be home when the streetlights come on.
Yeah, but there's nowhere for them to go anymore.
Well, this is when we were kids.
This is when we were kids. You're right. You're right. You're right. I'm
real kids.
That. Real kid.
Pre-cell phone, pre-internet.
If I fell and hit my
just
elbow.
Just fucking raw dogging life.
Okay, so you can tell Pinky's from old school because she fell. Number one, she grown up old school because she fell, kept a cup from hitting the ground.
She ain't going to spill that yet.
She ain't spilling that yet. And
I don't know how the fuck I did that.
She skinned her elbow. What the hell is wrong with my God, voice?
Have another one, Joe.
He's got to go back to bed because yeah. He just hasn't been the same.
But she got it down to the white meat.
Oh, down to the white.
White meat.
Oh. I'm sure my knee looks the same, y'all. It's like throbbing.
You know what the worst part about skinning it down to the white is like 2 or 3 days from now when you go to bend it.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to hurt.
It's
yeah.
going to be.
And it's going to cry. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I skin knees and everything.
I already know I'm going to have bruises. It's it's like seriously hurting a lot.
So my wife burned herself pretty bad. About a week and a half ago.
What'd you do to her?
She wanted a deep fat fryer, so I bought one.
Oh, yeah, you and your deep fat fryer.
And she was making, I can't remember what she was making.
You know they're called deep fryers, right?
Deep fat fryer.
Why do you call it deep fat fryer? It just makes us all seem like, what the fuck?
That's what it's called.
No, it's a deep fryer.
Okay, tomato, potato. So her tongs.
Fatty and skinny.
I have these tongs that, like, they lock on their own, so they stay closed.
They
but
all
sometimes
do that.
Sometimes it pops open and it popped open a big thing of grease right on her wrist.
Oh man.
And it was pretty bad. It didn't blister, but it was bad. It looks bad now. And I thought she goes, "Have you really looked at this? What does it look like?" I'm like, "It looks like a heart." She goes, "Oh, that's not what I thought it looked like." I'm like, "What does it look like?" She goes, "It looks like a dick with balls." So it's like a burn that is deep red. It's almost like light maroon at this point while her new skin is coming through, but it looks like a dick and balls.
You should have taken a picture.
I'll take a picture. I'll send it to y'all.
Yeah, you should have taken a picture of that because she could totally throw that. She wants to go to the doctor and you can tell her there's money growing trees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be home before the lights come on.
I mean, next time just throw some dirt on it.
Yep, rub some dirt on it. That is one that you heard growing up.
My coaches used to tell me that shit.
Put some tussin on it.
Martinez, give me another lap and put some dirt on it if you're going to cry. My God, damn.
And I'm not Greek, but Windex does fix everything.
We've talked about that, yeah.
Yep.
Windex and Vicks.
Yeah.
Vicks Vapor Rub?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, mommy, go ahead, bro.
I guess I'm gonna try. Vapor. I guess I'm gonna try both of those things tonight. Then
we got both of them here. You want to do an experiment?
You don't want to put the Vicks Vapor Rub on that.
She's gonna burn like a down to the white meat.
Yeah,
I used to have. So that same people, you know, talking about the sugars.
Yeah,
I said, boy, if you don't get your ass here, I'm gonna beat you down to the white meat.
God damn,
I remember them words. I'm like, ooh,
I shit. Do have a story about skinning it down to the white. You want to hear it?
The way Let's hear it. The I way know.
He said it, it's kind of nasty. Just look, go ahead.
So when I was like 19, I ripped all my elbow skin off.
Mm, how?
What? Being an idiot. So I was like, I was a rookie fireman, right?
Yeah.
And I was already on light duty. I'd been injured. And when you're injured, but you can still work, they light duty, they put you, you work dispatch.
We know what light duty is. Yeah,
so I was working in dispatch, and there was another firefighter in there with me. His name is Billy Kinesic, and he was just a badass. He was a cool dude. Hold up. Tough.
Hold up. I'm not hold up. Because every time you tell a story, there's some weird ass Polish names coming out. Kinesic and like Chewy and Bababui.
No, man. Billy Kinesic was a badass. He was cool. He was a really cool guy.
Just didn't say they weren't cool.
A tough dude. Well, I smoked cigarettes. And
no.
Yeah, still like an idiot. Don't smoke ever. But at this time, I was going to try and quit, so I switched to dipping. And Billy Kinesic dipped. But he could take a Coke can, use a spit cup, he'd take a Coke can, and take his elbow, just pop that can wide open.
Oh, what the hell?
At the top. So the whole big circle part would fall in, and he had a whole spit cup. I'm like, what the fuck? And I saw him do it on multiple occasions.
Wait, he took the top of a...
He would take an empty Coke can.
Yeah. Oh, a can.
Yeah, like a Coke can.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd take his elbow, pop the top, and the whole thing would cave in so he could spit in it.
And it wouldn't cut him.
No.
The fuck?
So I tried that.
Oh.
And I cut my shit down to the white.
Mm.
And let me tell you, I'm left-handed. It was on my left elbow.
Oh.
I had to wash my hair like this. I couldn't, like, move my arm. I couldn't open it or close it all the way.
Like you was doing something with
it. It was like having to wash my hair like that.
Yeah, like like you was giving
hands. You ever tried switching hands to wipe your ass? It's not right.
It's not right.
It's like driving somebody else. It's like sitting in the back seat of your own car.
It's like they tell you if you
feels
want,
weird.
If you're married, you want to have sex, use your left hand, and they'll be like, what the fuck is strange? It's strange. Use your right hand. It's whichever one.
Oh yeah, that don't work.
It don't work.
Either way, I know it's a hand.
You know it's a hand, but do you know whose hand it is?
Mine.
Left hand is weird. You're wiping your ass with it, brushing your hair with it, doing
actually.
Huh.
We've entered the twilight zone.
I'm right-handed. I'm right-handed in that aspect. You,
I forgot you were. Yeah, there's some story behind you. You were taught to be ambidextrous.
No, I was taught that left-handed people are evil.
You are.
So my grandma would take my left hand shut.
Yeah.
So I would color or do whatever right-handed, and to this day, I do everything right-handed except for eat and write. I eat right left-handed, and I play guitar right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot right-handed. Well, I shoot both.
What do you do with your left hand?
That's personal, buddy.
Okay.
That's what I hold another gun with.
You stupid.
Pew, 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 pew.
Start crying before
That's
I make
Texas.
Start crying before I give you something to cry about.
Yep. I got that. Wait till your father gets home.
Oh, yeah. That did you ever get to stop crying before I give you something to cry about?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I have had that used on me, and I have used it.
Oh, you used it?
Yep.
I never had to use it.
Yep. I've used it.
I never had to use it.
Yeah.
I want to melt. I want to do this one. You're not made of sugar. You won't melt.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I've never heard that.
I have.
I wash your mouth out with soap. I've heard that.
I've had my mouth washed out with soap.
Oh, Chancho had his mouth washed out with soap.
Oh, I bet he did that.
Dirty mouth,
motherfucker.
Yep.
That one, when I was your age, I had to walk.
Yeah.
I use that.
I use that now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I use that.
Yeah.
Because I did have to walk 10 plus miles.
Because
no,
have
not
you
miles.
Seen? Have you seen planet Earth right now? It's stupid. It's stupid.
It's dumb. This hurts me more than it hurts.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that been told to me.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt it.
For sure.
Can't never did, but you better don't.
What?
Number 16.
Is it really there? Can't never do.
Yeah, number 16.
Oh, if you do it and get caught and go to jail, you will spend the night. And that is absolutely true. My dad did that to me.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a weekend in jail. free.
I always tell my kids that too. Like,
you let them do it.
I don't know if you should.
Don't get in trouble because if you do, I'm not the one to call.
I'm not bailing you out.
Mm-mm.
See, it had to be. I had to bail my kids out.
Yeah, my dad bailed me out after he left me in there a little bit.
You stay in there for a little bit, but you got to come out.
Yeah.
Like on my birthday, no, they didn't help me out then. Fuckers, I turned 25. Nobody's helping me do shit. They had a party without my ass.
You got arrested at your birthday party. On your birthday.
I got to get off of work early, and I work with my boy Big O. So I was a big fan. Everybody worked there, Big Jim's, right? I drive home, and as soon as I pull up to my apartments, I get pulled over. And they're like, you have a warrant for your arrest.
We're soliciting prostitution again?
You looking for a date?
Come on, Miss Asifa.
You like to party?
I like to party. I'm Spook.
So I told him, well, can I at least park my car? Nope. Can't move it. I said, I live right there. Can you move it for me? Nope. They freaking handcuffed me and made me watch them tow that shit.
On your birthday?
On my birthday.
What was this?
What'd
Dallas?
You do, though? What was it? Did I miss
it? It was traffic violations.
He had a warrant.
Yeah, I had warrants. Anyways, they take me to Lucerne. These motherfuckers take me there on my birthday. And I go inside, and they put me in with all the drunks. I'm in the drunk tank. And this is where I may have told this story. I don't know if I told it on air before, but I'm telling it again.
I don't think you have, but
so
it's funny.
I get into Lucerne. They put me in this one little, the big holding tank. And I see this poor white dude with this long red hair just getting slapped by these two black dudes. They're just going around. Bam. What's up now, homie? I'm like, damn, you know, I don't know what he did. I'm going to sit down and be cool. I'm just chill. Can't walk around. So then I time passes by. Nobody's fucking with me. I get up and go to the bathroom. Well, I had to go use the restroom. And there
did you have to take a shit or piss?
I had to go pee.
Because let me tell you something. I didn't do either.
Oh, yeah, I bet you didn't do either. So I went in there in the back, and these two guys are in there like playing fucking like they made their own little dice, and they're playing dice. And I'm like, what the fuck? And they go, oh, my bad, big man. Hold up. They got out the way. I got to go piss, came back out. Some guy just got put in there and took my seat. I had no problem with it. I'm like, fuck it. I'll find another place to sit. The two guys that were slapping the shit out the redhead kid say, yo, you need to move. That's big man's seat. I'm like, God damn, I ain't say shit to these motherfuckers. I must look furious up in this bitch. I said, I kept that eye. I was looking at him, yeah, motherfucker, yeah. So he goes, he's like, oh, man, my bad, bro, my bad. He goes, yeah, you need to move. A big man's seat. I sat down, no problems. And then dude comes over and looks at me and goes, hey, man, what you in for? I said, man, I just want to do my little time and get the fuck out. I don't want to talk about nothing. What you in for? Big man said he don't want to talk about it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I don't know who these guys were, but evidently I was big man. And so then they call me out. And they go, okay, we're moving to a different cell. So they move me into a smaller cell. I'm in there with a bunch of people, dude. And we're like in this cell. It's so small.
You're like sardines.
Sardines. And I'm sitting next to the toilet bowl, which is gross, with these two dudes. And I swear to God, this is how he sat it.
Big man. What you in here for? What you in here for?
I said, man, it's my birthday.
It's your birthday. No, it's big man's birthday. He's tapping one of his buddies. They both in there for being drunks. It's your happy birthday to you. Sing with me, happy birthday.
They both sang happy birthday to my ass.
Well, then what sitting are you complaining about?
I was next to a toilet bowl in loose Derrick. You've got such a face.
Well, you said you were. Hey, you still celebrated your birthday.
I did, but okay, so I get to make one phone call. So he finally put me in my own holding tank. My own cell. And in my cell, I have a shower and I have this cement fucking bed.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in there. I have no pillow. So I say, okay, I'm going to use my shoes as my pillow, lay on those. And I'm going to make my phone call. So I make a phone call and it's my sister, Barbara. I'm calling her. I said, she goes, where you at, fool?
I can see her. Joey, what the fuck?
She goes, where you at? I said, well, I'm at Lucerne. They put me in jail, and Big O was there. He's like, that why I couldn't find his car? What the fuck? What you doing in jail? I said, I had a warrant for my arrest, and already knows about all my shit. So he's like, damn, they got him. So Barbara's like, well, shit, but we having a party for you right now. Waiting for you because we're going to surprise you. I was like, okay, so all these years go by. My cousin Anthony said he got in the car after the party, and they drove by Lustre.
After the party.
So they still party. They drove by, and then he threw up a bottle in the air. It's like, yeah, happy birthday.
I can see him doing that. Yeah.
So I start thinking to myself years later, all you sons of bitches made some damn extra trips to go buy more beer. Y'all could have put some money together and got my ass the hell out.
Right?
No, I was there for a whole weekend.
Oh,
dang.
So that night.
You ain't getting out till Monday. You go in on Friday, you leave Monday.
That night. Yep. I told them I was diabetic, so they brought me extra shit. Like, I got some raisins. I counted them bitches, bro. I separated them. Those are things I would eat for being sweet, you know. And then I'd have a
little treat for myself.
Little treat for myself.
Jail raisin.
Hey, fuck, put that raisin up, boy. And they had already served food by the time I got my own cell. So they were like, well, since you're diabetic, we need to give you something. What would you like? I said, whatever you got. Bologna sandwich is what I got. But I got it, right?
I had bologna. Yep.
And so I'm sitting there, and they give me this jungle juice shit. And I told them, well, this is sugar. And what they gave me tea. Watered ass tea, nothing in it. All right, so on nighttime, I'm hearing this boom, boom, boom. I'm like, what the fuck? And there's cement walls, right? And it's boom, boom, boom. And this yelling, I'm like, fuck. Go sleep, wake up, and they come and get me, and they stop. Right behind me is another cell. You can't see it because it's these damn cement cells. And right behind me, there's a guy in there with a face mask on. And he's about 6'4", 6'5". He's a tall son of a bitch, white boy. Arms is like jacked up, and they have him handcuffed. They handcuffed me to this fool. And I'm like, I say, y'all so sorry, motherfuckers, because I'm a fat motherfucker. You going to handcuff me to him so I can hold him down. That's what happened. So
you were his anchor.
Bro, I was like 315 back then, so I was like, motherfucker. So anyways, they handcuffed me and him, and I'm like, oh, my God. This dude was yelling all night and doing all kinds of crazy shit. And he's walking. And he looks like a fucking wrestler. Like you would see a wrestler with a mask on walking through, you know.
What the hell?
And I'm like, what the fuck? Why has he got a mask on? So then they put me and him in a tank together. And they leave us there before we can go see the judge. And I'm like, if this son of a bitch tries to kill me, like for real, this dude looks like death on wheels, man. I don't know. He's crazy. So I'm sitting there. And he goes, why is the question is what you were here for all the time?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and the guy goes to me, he goes, what you in here for? I said, this guy warns, man. He goes, yeah, and he's all bragging and shit, got this mask on his face. So he talks like this. Well, yeah, I'm here, man, because they want me in a couple other, not states, but other counties. He said, they put this mask on me because I bit some fool who tried to get me as a cop. He bit another cop.
The hell?
Fuck.
And they stun gunned his ass. He said he still didn't go down. They finally had to stun gun him again, and then they handcuffed him. And he did time in Fort Worth, and he was about to do time in, God, where else? Somewhere else.
Damn.
So anyways, they handcuffed me with him, right? Okay, fast forward. We get to go see a judge who actually happened to be there on a Sunday. Like, what the fuck's the judge doing there on Sunday? I'm not going to ask. It's birthday, right? So like, we get in there. I'm sitting down, and the Mexican dude next to me is looking at me. He just keeps looking at me. I'm like, why is he looking at me? He goes, ¿Qué hicieron? I said, what? What'd y'all do? I said, no, I ain't with him. So he's handcuffed on this side. I'm like, I'm not with him.
He goes, man, that's a pair right there.
He
goes, what the fuck?
No, hicieron algo juntos. Y'all did something together. I know you did. I said, no, it ain't with me. So old boy stands up. You know, they go through. They're like, you plead guilty, you can, you know, contest it or whatever. They get to him, and his ass stands up, and he's one of those people who likes to move his hands when he talks. So my hand's doing all this shit. And he goes, parate, wey. Your friend is going to take it. That's not my friend. That's not my friend. Fuck that shit. And then they finally get to me. I'm like, look, no contest. I just want to go home. Yeah. So I was known as the vicious killer's homeboy or something. Fucking shit tripped me out. So the first thing Orly did, I was there a weekend. So it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they let me go. But they let me go till later in the afternoon. And I said, man, I'm getting out. He comes up front, knowing he got warrants for his arrest too at the time, drove up to pick me up. And I said, I'm hungry as fuck. He goes, I got you already, bro. Shit, I had two double cheeseburgers, two fries, and Coke. I was so hungry.
Damn.
And then we drove off, man. But that was my 25th birthday.
Damn.
And
well, you got an insurance discount when he got out.
Something. That shit was fucked up.
What did it cost to get your car to the pound?
Oh, my car was a bitch. Yeah. I don't even know what happened to that car afterwards.
Mine cost $350 and there was dog hair all in it.
Oh, I had cat hair in mine.
Really?
At one time
from the police cats? What the fuck were you arrested for?
So at our apartment, mine and Big O's apartment, it get cold like it has been here, right? Well, we went out one day, we got in the car and I go, and you see fucking fur fly. I'm like, the fuck? And Ori looks at me, he goes, God damn, pop the hood, bro. So I go and look, there's a cat staring up at me. You know, got stuck in between
the fan.
In there, looking at me with his mouth just wide open, just looking. I'm like, fuck, it's a white cat. I says, a cat, bro. He goes, well, we got to get it out. I said, yep. So I got a plastic bag, put my hand in
there. Was it alive?
No, it was dead. But it had died after we hit it. I had to put my hand in there, grab its face, and I had to break its neck to push it through.
Oh.
So I grabbed the cat's head, and I was like, I didn't want to go. And I said, fuck it. Just broke his neck and pushed it through. And I said, it's gone, fool. Try it. Like, go.
Oh, God. How dare
you? Oh.
I was fucking. That cat shouldn't have went up in there. He must have lost 9 lives is over with.
Yeah. I hit a cat when I was a teenager in my parents' neighborhood. I was like 16. And it just ran right underneath my car while I was going. And my back tire hit it. I felt it. Boop, boop.
Oh, yeah.
And I see it, and it's like doing all kinds of flips in the fucking street.
It's weird,
like,
right, when they do
that. Flipping the fuck out. And I was freaking like, out. Shit. So I stopped, and it just ran, took off. I'm like, what the fuck was all that then?
Yeah. So what's all that there for?
What, right. What's all this then? So it just took off.
Oh, it died somewhere.
Oh, I'm yeah.
Because I've hit a squirrel like that, and it shit's squeaking like that. I had to run it back over just to put out of misery.
Jesus Christ, Joe.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm going to put you out to misery. I'll put you out to misery. The cat had to snap his neck.
I probably should go home.
Yeah.
You did fall, didn't you? How's your leg doing over there, Pinky?
I'm in pain.
Well, let's put you out your misery, girl.
Are you okay, seriously?
I am. I'm fine. It does hurt
a lot. She drips blood all the way on the ground.
I know.
I'm going to say
Are you bleeding?
The other, I don't know. From my leg, I don't know. But okay. I'm good. I'll be fine. I'm just going to be a baby and complain.
I'll be okay. It's okay.
Can you drive?
I'm okay.
I should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. That's messed up, son.
I can tell, though. It's going to be sore as hell.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, especially
I can't even do this.
Not to bring it up, but every time I scrape myself or get an injury, I'm like, fuck, I don't want to have to take that first injury shower.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's going to burn.
Yeah.
It burns.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when I tore my elbow down to the white.
Down to the white meat.
Down to the
Well, the thing is that it's both. They're both where you bend it.
Yeah.
So it's even here. It's where you bend it. So
it's
just
your knee
doing
and your elbow.
Here. Oh yeah, my knee is fucked up. I know it's gonna be messed up.
You haven't looked at it yet?
No, I can't. My pants are tight. Yeah, my pants are tight.
Yeah, she says she can't look at it right now.
Yeah, but
that means it's gonna be sticky. If it's blood, it's gonna stick to her pants, and when she take them out,
sticking.
She's gonna be like, "Ow, mother!"
It's not, but it hurts like hell.
Let's put some tussin on it.
Put some tussin. Throw some dirt
Windex.
On that shit.
Some
You'll be
Windex.
All right.
I'll try the Windex.
No, I would not do the Windex.
Try the Windex. Go for it.
The Windex and the what is it? The Vicks.
Oh, the Vicks rub.
Hell no.
My family always used Bactine. Man, yeah. My sinuses are so bad. My allergies.
There's starving people in Africa who would gladly eat your dinner.
There was one that I saw that. Wait, go up a little bit.
Oh,
there you go. I brought you in. I'll take you out.
Oh yeah. That's for sure.
I use that one.
You brought this on yourself. That's another one.
Mm-hmm. I sure have. I remember those. Elbows off the table.
I never understood that.
It's like, what the fuck? Manners, fool.
I mean, if I'm eating, I don't know.
No. And you're white. Y'all came up with this shit.
Yeah, but I'm poor white, bro.
Okay.
Just wait till your father gets home.
You wait till your father gets home, young man. Hey. On that note, let's take a small break, and she can go check her leg, make sure she's good, or I can put her out of her misery. So if y'all don't hear Pinky when she comes back.
Well, I had to break her neck, you know, and just shove her on through.
Had to snap her neck real quick.
Had to run her back over.
That is so wrong.
Dude, did you want me to let the squirrel just... I look at it this way.
I get it.
If it's there and it's not moving, I'm going to try to run it back over.
Yeah.
Or go shoot. I don't have a gun to shoot. I do have a gun, but that'd be stupid.
Yeah.
So just take the car and make sure you ain't lining up with the fucking head and and go back over?
Mm-mm, I couldn't. I hit a damn bird while I was driving, and I was like nearly in tears. Like, I can't.
You hit a bird?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of birds. It's okay. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the bird ran into me, but still. Yeah. See? Some tears.
See, it's like my shirt is going to be, I didn't cross the border. The border crossed me. I didn't hit the bird. The bird hit me. And on that note, we'll be right back.
Lucky Horseshoe Tattoos, located in Lake Worth, Texas and Fort Worth, Texas. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo is ready to turn your ideas into reality. We have artists who specialize in portraits, color, black and gray, new school, traditional, fine line, and of course, any custom designs you can think of. With a full-time piercer on staff and welcoming vibe, we are here to help and make your experience amazing. Come on in and check us out. Fort Worth, 1426 North Main Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76164, 817-378-8933, or Lake Worth, 3938 Northwest Jim Wright Freeway, Lake Worth, Texas, 76135, 817-349-8885. You can look us up for more information online at LuckyHorseshoeTattoos.com, where we got you covered, or our tattoos will.
And we're back.
We are back.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that little break was necessary. Because it was just necessary. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
So, Blanco.
Yo.
What were we talking about before we came, before we went to break was, I can't remember. Damn, we got to
shit our parents would say.
No, shit our parents would say, yeah. But there was one thing we said, wait till your father gets home.
That
how many times did you hear that shit?
Oh, a lot.
Oh.
A lot.
Did you ever have any, okay, so never tell y'all about the time my dad used to carry this, he still has to this day, a paddle. Mm-hmm. Like a paddle made out of wood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like half an inch thick, and he whooped my ass with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, Barbara got whooped too, I think, maybe once or twice. But I don't think Nick ever did. So I remember this one time, my dad, you know, he wasn't home. I got in trouble, and my mom got she got it. She goes, go to your room and wait for me to be there. So I go there. She goes, lay down on your stomach. I'm like, God, man, here it goes.
Oh, shit.
And she's like, whap-bop. And I said, ow.
Yeah.
She goes, whap-bop. Ow, stop. And I'm just fucking playing with her. Then I felt this whoop-boom. I was like, oh, shit.
On your back.
And no, I turned. He goes, it ain't your mama no more.
Oh.
Guess who got home early? God, yeah, Frank got home early.
Dang.
Frank's a big dude,
oh,
too.
Oh, God, yeah. He whooped my
ass. I would hate to piss him off.
Yeah, so how many more did you get after that?
Maybe about three or four. My bitches hurt.
My dad's hurt, but they were not often. Most of the time, my mom, who's the sweetest lady on earth, she's this little woman, but she would get so frustrated with me, especially when we're little, that she would just grab whatever she could. I got whipped with, numerous broken wooden spoons, of course.
Wow.
Coat hanger.
Coat hanger? The mommy cord, dearest looking at.
The cord to the iron.
Oh.
Got my ass whooped.
Like
yeah.
that? Like cord right like that?
Yes.
Fuck that shit.
Ooh, that hurt. I mean, I deserve it every time. But you were talking about the paddles, man.
Yeah.
So I played football in middle school and some high school till I.
And then your water boys back
till,
then.
Till
sure.
girls and music and cool stuff came along. But you would get pops for everything if you were in football. If you got a C on your report card, it was a pop.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, if you wore the wrong shirt to go work out in, it's pops.
And your parents were okay with that?
Yeah.
Back then,
everybody's
no,
parents.
No, uh-uh.
No, I would not be okay with that with my kids. But.
I think I was in sixth grade and they hit me in school. I was getting bullied at some point and some girls were picking on me and I went back, you know, and I responded physically and, they ended up hitting us with a paddle each. I went home and I was like, oh my God, oh man, you know, whatever. My mom went to the school and lit, like she made a scene.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So my parents were for it. I had a communications graphics teacher who was really awesome, named Mr. Selwyn, and he looked and talked exactly like Mr. Cotter from Welcome Back, Mr. Cotter.
Yeah.
He was from the Bronx. He had a Jufro. He was a Jewish man with the Afro in the 90s. And my mom taught his daughter and he taught me. So they talked and they kind of became friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a great guy, great teacher. Again, asshole kid. One day I was acting up in his class and he just straight up smacked me upside the head. Like, popped me upside
the
head.
How is that even allowed?
And I told him, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm telling my mom. He goes, your mother told me to do it. And I went home. I said, Mr. Selwyn straight hit me in the fucking head. She goes, good. I told him to.
Oh.
But I mean, I fucking deserved it.
Yeah.
You can't do that shit now.
No. You
and I was not
lawsuits.
Okay when my kids, well, Addie and Blaine and Reagan, Addie's the only one still in school, but I would never be okay with anybody putting their hands on my fucking kids. When we were young, that was a norm. It's not okay now.
Oh, but it was fucking
not a
norm.
Troublemaker. That's why it was out of like. You
I
know,
was a troublemaker.
I wasn't.
I was suspended all the time, detention, in school suspension, just for being a punk ass kid. Yeah. You know.
Mm.
But
I was just defending myself, and you know, like my mom was like,
"Fuck that."
She went up there, and my mom, she would beat the shit out of us.
Yeah,
she would. So I was really shocked. I think more because she knew I wasn't a troublemaker. That's probably why she did it.
Mm.
But.
Everybody's got their rebellious phase.
The first gang fight I got into.
I was six.
I was 4 years old.
I just got my first.
Gang fight 3.5.
So, I just got my first Mac 10.
So I joined. Okay, so it was weird. I was considered a sellout because all I did, I wanted to rap. There was no Mexican rappers. Only black people rapped back in that day.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, Reginald Turner, I think it's Reginald Turner, yeah. I asked him one day, I said, hey, man, I want to learn how to rap. How to do that? I said, man, go home, get a Kleenex box, and just make up rhymes about it. Go all you can, anything you can rap about. So I went home and studied this fucking Kleenex box forever. I'm like, God damn it. Came over to rap. I'm not going to rap it because I don't know what the fuck it was. That was years ago. But I started doing it. I started rapping with all my friends. And then all my friends were black. So we're like, all right, cool. There was a gang called the Untouchables, and they wore blue with red Untouchable on their shirts or whatever. I was the only Mexican in that damn gang. And so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna join this shit. Fuck it. I remember getting in a fight. Everybody wanted to put shit, like they brought knives and shit. I had nunchucks. I had all kinds of shit.
I remember that era.
Do you have a butterfly, one of those butterfly knives from Vicon Village?
I did have a butterfly knife. So I had nunchucks because my dad Frank, stepdad Frank's brother, David taught me how to work nunchucks. He used to do them all the time. And I learned how to do them, and I got really good at it. I have some here, right, put away. But
all fucking Bruce Lee spooks over here.
Also, when I was a young gangster, I had the one-finger punch, death punch.
You know, I hit you one time, and ba-boom, you're dead. So going to fast forward, everybody put all their shit in my locker. And because it was going to be a fight after school, it was supposed to be a fight. So lockers get raided. Mine gets taken. My girlfriend tried to go to my locker to get my shit, but it was too late. Frank worked nights. This happened during the day, right? And they call him. And I said,
he's sleeping.
I said, can you just take me to jail and you can keep the nunchucks?
Yep.
Oh, no. We already called him. He's on his way.
Oh,
I'm like, fuck, please take me to jail. Please just take me to jail.
Yeah.
He comes in, hair's off. Fucked up like he just got out the bed.
Yeah.
No, he was cussing on his way up there. He goes to me and they go, would you like the nunchucks back? No, throw them shits away. Come on. I said, God damn. So I walk out. I get in his truck. He's on his side. I'm waiting. I'm just waiting to get slapped or something. Not one word. Nothing. We get to the house. I go in. I'm waiting. He goes, get your ass to your room. I'll deal with you when I wake up.
Oh.
I'm like, fuck. I had to think about this shit over and over, right?
Oh, that was the worst.
Oh, well, what was even worse about that is I had this girl up the street named Brandy. And she was a friend of mine. Remember, I have a girlfriend at this time, but she was a friend of mine. And her mom was kind of weird. I don't know. Like, she'd want me to always put suntan oil on her or whatever.
Hell,
they had a swimming pool and shit. But she would come
was
and
she hot?
No.
Well, no. There's all kinds of different moms out there, you know?
She's a, what's that one song called?
Jamie's mom's
got, Stacey.
Stacey's mom has got to go on. Yeah, yeah, she would have been Stacey's mom.
Okay, yeah.
So she would come over and sneak in through my back door. Like, not back door. So we had, do you remember some houses back when we were growing up? I don't even know if they still have them now. But they had fire doors on windows.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to have fire doors on our windows, right? And our front door. So in order for you to come into my house through my window, you'd have to have a key. Or I could unlock it from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would come over and I would sneak her in. Now, I was probably about 15.
Oh, wow.
I think I was about 15.
You're a bad, bad boy.
So she would sneak in and we'd hang out and we'd just mess around. We'd play whatever fucking we were playing. I think back then it was like Pac-Man or something like that. And then one day.
Is that what they called it back then?
Eat this pink ghost, it turns blue. So she would come over. And then one day her mom came over because she couldn't find her in her room. And then they bust into my room, and we're both in there, and we both look up, and we both got in trouble. Well, this is the same day. One of these days happened the same day when I was already in trouble for having the gang fight, and my dad had to wake up to come get me. He was going to deal with me whenever he woke up. So then he gets woken up to me letting that girl in, Brandy, into my fucking house. Oh, my God. Yeah, I got whooped. By the paddle.
At 15? You would still get whooped at that time? Wow.
I got hit. Those are the times I got whooped. I wouldn't get whooped when I was younger.
Oh.
But, so yeah, I got spanked with the paddle when I was 15. And then I got grounded from basically doing, I couldn't do shit. I couldn't ride my bikes with my friends. I could not hang out with Brandy anymore for a long time. And they thought we'd do way more stuff than what we were doing in my room. But it was nothing big. So anyways, so that happened to me.
It was innocent.
It was innocent to the point of we flirted with each other, but we never did anything.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why we didn't. I don't know why we didn't really find each other that much attractive. She was pretty. Anyways, but yeah. But yeah, I remember getting whooped by that paddle. So that paddle has been in my life for a long time.
And I can't believe he still has it. Like,
oh, he still has it.
That's crazy.
And he puts it up and he playfully plays with it with the kids. He's like, I said, Dad, you still got that paddle? Oh, yeah, I got that paddle. He'll go out and get it. He goes, hits his hand with it. He goes, uh-huh. Who wants to take a spanking right now?
And all the kids start running around.
No. No, he would never use it against anybody. Yeah. I told him I need it one day. I'll take it. Whoop somebody's ass with it.
I had one for the boys.
You did for the boys?
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I wouldn't use it, but I did. Actually, the babysitter at the time, she's the one that gave it to me.
The babysitter had it?
The babysitter, yeah.
Oh, shit. Was she using it?
She was using it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
See, back whenever we were kids, we did get licks. Like, I remember this one time, I was at, I think it was called Dandy Rogers. I was at a different school. It was elementary school. Or junior, middle school. It was middle school. So middle school, me and this one guy were good friends. And he was friends with somebody I didn't really get along with. Well, one day we're on the basketball court and this kid from another school comes over and starts jumping our friend. And me and the guy who don't like each other looked at each other and we ran over to go help him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we all started beating this kid up, just beating him down. And they came and got us, the principal and everybody, and they lined us up against the wall. And we all had to get licks for fighting.
Outside?
Outside in front of everybody, yeah.
Wow.
And the same place is the place I used to get jumped
at. That was here in Dallas?
That was in Dallas, yeah. I used to get jumped for my lunch money all the time and beat
what?
Up. So because my mom, I was a mom's boy, I wasn't allowed to do anything. Mm-hmm. Well, my dad worked nights. My stepdad worked nights, but he's grew up in Oak Cliff, and he's really like, you stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So when I would come home with a black eye or something happened, he would be like, what happened? What's going on? one day he said, "What's going on?" And I told him that what happened. And she's like, "It's going to be fine. He just needs to tell the teacher. He needs to tell the teacher." He goes, "If you come home like that again, I'm going to whoop your ass." He goes, "You have my permission to beat them up. Don't let them do it to you no more." So next day I go to school and these three guys come up to me and they start trying to take my money. And I remember literally tearing up because I was punching them.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was out of all this energy built up inside of me and this frustration and then scared that I'm going to get, just everything. So I started like tearing up, crying, but I'm beating the shit out of these kids.
Yeah.
And one of them was named Toby. I remember that because that kid took off running. So I got two of them and I threw one in the urinal, the stand-up urinals.
What the hell?
I beat him up. I threw him in there and the other guy was trying to get away and I kicked him in his knee, threw him into the stall with the doors. And I put his head in the toilet and I flushed it. And I just kept banging his head. And then I ran after Toby. And Toby ran to the lunchroom. And I found him in the lunchroom. And then the principal came up and grabbed us all. And I was looking at him. And Toby was like, the other kids came out all wet and shit. We took us in. And they gave us licks again. They called my parents and said that I beat up these three boys. I'm like, dude, they used to jump me for my fucking money.
What did your dad say at that point?
Well, he told me good. At least I didn't come home with a black. I'm sorry, with a black eye or anything. So my mom was all pissy about it. She was like, "No, you're not supposed to fight." Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, "Shit!" Mm-hmm. From that point on, after he told me I got permission,
nobody fucked with you anymore.
Oh my god, I started turning into like, "Fuck this! I ain't putting up with shit."
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to another school, and in this school, this is the same school I joined the whole black gang.
Uh-huh.
Only Mexican with an all black gang because I rapped. And I remember we were there. So this all plays into, it plays into the whole point of me being in music. I can remember it now because I started rapping at Hill Middle School. Mm-hmm. I used to live behind, no, I'm sorry. I started rapping at Gaston Middle School. I used to live behind Hill Middle School. Like literally I can cross over, but all mm-hmm. my friends went to Gaston.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave a different address. My mom did because I wanted to be with my friends. And that's where I started rapping. And I remember I was the only Mexican Latino who was rapping back then. And then like
so
a year.
So you started way back when?
Way back. And then like Kid Frost came out 2 years after. But I mean, he was already probably rapping where he was at. He's older than me. But I remember rapping there. And then the people that I would rap with, I would walk the streets with my buddies from my house to their apartment. And there's a group called Nemesis from way back in the day. And they used to have like number one hits here in Dallas and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go to their studio and just watch them record as a young kid. And I would watch these guys that I would look up to and listen to. And then I remember running around with the DOC who runs around with Dr. Dre.
Mm.
Back then, Dr. Dre would come to Dallas and he was with a group here in Dallas. God, what was that group called? Rocksteady, Rock something. I would have been down with Rock, but I'd be broke by the punk. Yeah, it was a group called Rock, and Dr. Dre had long hair.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't gangster as shit back then. He had long hair, and it was like, it was like shaved or slicked back on the side. And he had these curls on top. That was Dr. Dre.
What?
Yeah. And he would hook up with the DOC who was from Dallas because DOC stands for Dallas Oak Cliff.
Mm.
And so in the movie, Straight Outta Compton, did you ever watch that movie? So he's the one that Dr. Dre calls and he's always wearing the Dallas Cowboy jersey. And he comes in and he's like from Dallas, comes in and starts helping people rap and he's writing raps. So the whole cross between gangster rap got its start literally from Dallas and Los Angeles. Because you have DOC, who was doing it here,
mm-hmm.
took it over there because Dr. Dre called him to come out and help. And him and Ice Cube and was it Ren? Ren, Ice Cube, and the DOC wrote all the raps for Eazy-E and for N.W.A.
Oh, yeah.
So they were writing those raps. And if I played you a DOC song, you'd be like, oh, shit, that's him? Like, yeah. So all that together, that's the era that I grew up in. I remember hanging around all these people. And then growing up to just keep following it, I remember I got in so much trouble that one time with the licks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm looking back at it, it all played. It's like today, it just fell into circle.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at it in my mind. That went down the line to hooking up with the DLC back in Dallas because he had an accident in L.A. and he crushed his vocal box when in a car accident, which he his voice is no longer the same.
Who is this?
DLC. So he talked like this, but he had the golden voice for rapping. And he's the one who brought Suge Knight into the picture. Suge Knight is the one.
These are all big names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he brought Suge Knight into the picture. So DLC comes back to Dallas, and he started up a record label called Silverback Records. And I got asked to be on that label back when I was rapping. So I went, I remember going and having an interview or meeting me and the AR rep, which is the artist representation of Silverback Records. And they were backed by Dr. Dre. And so I remember meeting with them, and then they gave me, I may still have the shirt. It says Silverback Records on it with this big gorilla on it. It's pretty cool.
And you still have that?
I think I still have
That's cool.
So I have that put up somewhere. And, yeah, I didn't end up signing with them. I don't know what it was. I know that by that point, I already been screwed over, like, legally from different record labels. So I wanted to bring a lawyer into it and look into everything.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's something you should always do. So, yeah, my ties between them, which is crazy, came out of this little talk that we're talking about.
Well, Pan Blanco was the one that, right, got you into this little story.
Yeah, truthfully. And if y'all don't recognize by now, we had to put him out of his misery.
He's out.
He had to leave due to an emergency. So Pan Blanco will be okay. Everything's fine. We just hope he gets home safely and where he's going to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just Pinky and myself talking to you right now. Yeah. But in all fairness, we got 4 minutes left. I think we did pretty good.
Yeah, we did.
I think we did real good.
Because you've got stories for days, though.
I got all kinds of stories.
They're all interesting. And then you drop some big names, so.
Yeah, I've got to meet. Like, I've sat back and I thought about that. I'm like, damn, I've had a lot of people in my life. I've actually rubbed elbows with people. I've had fun with people. Like, last time it was Rosario Dawson.
Yeah. The last story.
She's really cool people. She's gorgeous. She's really cool people. Her mom is fucking funny. Oh, I didn't tell you that time that her mom can sing her butt off.
Oh, really? She can sing.
She can sing. She sings Spanish, and she's really, really good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rosario Dawson. Oh, my God. I can go on. I got so many different stories about so many people I've met and I've got to deal with.
That's really cool. I mean, you've been very fortunate. And you've been all over the place because you've been to New York. You were out there rubbing elbows, like you say, with some people. And then you were out in California and you were working out with that crew out there. Here, Houston?
Houston. Shit.
Chicago, maybe?
I've never been to Chicago. I always wanted to go to Chicago. Some of my best friends, some of my good friends are big time people here in Dallas. Because we have a lot of people here from Dallas who made it really big. Like Erykah Badu. She's played a joke on me before. I'm really good friends with her cousin who wrote a lot of songs with her. His name is Rob Free. Really, really good friends. Then I have another friend here who also writes for Erykah Badu. His name is Ja Born. He's a great writer. They're all Grammy Award winners. And they're really cool, and they're just humble people.
Down earth.
Yeah, yeah. Really, really humble. Like, I can hit Jaw right now, and he'd hit me right back. What you doing? What you doing? You know?
Yeah.
Cool people. Same with Free. Free travels a lot. His daughters are all grown and now in college. But they live up north with their mom, so he flies out there all the time. And he's a golfer now, so he goes and plays golf all the damn time.
Those are some people you could probably get in the lineup to call. And
I need to call Free because we have some stories.
Yeah. And those stories are always really interesting, you know? Like, just everything that you talk about, it's always so interesting. It's pretty cool.
I thank you for that. And you know what? It's some stories that some people... I like reliving it and telling people how I am and what I did, no matter if it makes me look stupid or if it makes me look like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah.
And I'll bring them on the spot, too. Just like okay, for instance, when we were talking to the Youngs, the last shows, right? And I brought it up to where she used to have her own show. It was called Hungover with V.
Mm-hmm.
And she would do her morning shows. And she was literally hungover. And you walk in, she'd have a beer in her hand. And she's just drinking while you're doing the interview.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? And now she doesn't drink at all, which is crazy.
Yeah. She said, how long was it that she said that she is sober?
I don't even know.
Was it 5 years?
I think it's five.
Yeah. That's cool.
5 years sober. But she does. She's a great person.
Yeah.
Like,
she had a lot of funny shit too.
Oh gosh, she's that was so
hilarious. They both did. They were awesome.
I think it's funny that we bring it back. It's come full circle. Especially with her being a fan of me on the radio back when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the Latin Energies and all this stuff. Like, I would have so much stuff going on at a young age. And then I think I was like 17 years old when I started radio. 17, then 18, then...
When you started at KNON?
Mm-hmm.
17.
17 years old. Because I was a rapper, and I remember I got my one of my friends who I still talk to this day, his name is Kid Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very light-skinned... We found out he's Brazilian, but he's always grown up thinking he was a black kid from from down south. So Kid Fresh and I would hang out all the time, and there was this... this thing, it was like a competition type of thing at Metlocks. Metlocks was a skating rink. They turned into a big dance place, and it would come on the radio.
Here in Dallas?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
It was actually the Pleasant Grove area.
Oh, okay.
So we drove there one time, and we're there to watch the battle of rappers or whatever, battle of singer. And I'm sitting there with him, and we're going, and I hear my name being called. I said, what the hell? He goes, bro, I had to sign you up because if I didn't do it, you would never do it. I was like, God dang. So I ended up going up there.
Yeah.
And I won it.
Dang.
And I had to come back. So I won it 10 times and then they retired me.
So, no way. They were like, okay.
They're like, yeah, no.
And every time you would do the same thing, would you do something different?
Different rap because I freestyle, which means I would just come up
so
off top of my head.
So you weren't even going, yeah.
Yeah, they just give me a beat and I just go with it. And a lot of people came up there were doing the same thing. Like they only had certain types of rap or certain songs. So I became a judge, and I became Jim Evans'
so you've right-hand done it man. All. You've done it all.
I didn't make the money I wanted to, but yeah.
I mean, but you were exposed.
It was fun, especially Dallas was fun. So Jim Evans put me on the radio with him. So he said, okay, look, he goes, we're going to retire you. You get to be a judge, and you get to come on the radio show with me, see if you like it. So we did that, and then KNON, we left KNON together, and we went to Power 107. And it was just me, Jim Evans, a dude named Kukui, and Blue Eyes, which was this girl that was his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it for a long time until he passed away.
Jim Evans?
Yeah. He died of a stroke cutting his yard one day.
Oh.
Yeah, it was crazy. So
I don't recall ever hearing that.
Yeah. You never did?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember who Jim Evans was?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so I would be on the radio with Jim Evans, and then we would do the Whip It Down contest at different places, so I would be a judge for that. Oh, I got to see a lot. It was crazy.
Sounds like it.
There's more stories to be told.
Oh, gosh.
But we're going to have to take his and ours together. So, oh my God, how did I forget already?
Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper.
Because you never know
where the force may take you.
Bye. Bye. Disclaimer.
Some of these facts have not been checked. These are just our opinions. Please don't come to our show for actual news.
Cage Sasquatch Productions.